What started as a 4-H project 45 years ago has long been a family business for John Rogers. Rogers works with his mom, brother, and their wives and children on their 20-acre citrus grove in Terrebonne Parish. The Rogers started harvesting their fruit about a month ago.
The crop this year is late. It's a good crop. It's got good size to it. People want to buy large fruit. They don't want a small fruit.
Rogers sells the fruit out of a stand in front of his mom's house. She tends the stand, but they also work on the honor system. They also sell to wholesalers and one grocery store. Growing citrus is a part-time business for Rogers and his family. Rogers said it has gotten harder to sell citrus when so many people have trees in their backyards. And overall, warmer temperatures have allowed people farther north to grow citrus.
When you're growing citrus trees above Lake Pontchartrain in the Folsom area, the Meat area, the Hammond area, it definitely puts a strain on the people who have done this, the people in Plaquemines, the people here in Terrebonne Parish, the people in Lafourche Parish.
Other issues facing citrus growers are insects and diseases. The Asian citrus psyllid, Diaprepes root weevil, greening disease, and citrus canker all threaten the crop. In Rogers Orchard, root rot is killing some of the older trees. LSU Ag Center County Agent Barton Joffrion.
All these trees that have been in production for 15 to 20 to 25 years, they're starting to show the signs of that.
The number of commercial citrus growers is dwindling in Louisiana. In addition to pests, weather also is forcing some growers out of business.
Over the years, with the problems we've had with flooding and saltwater intrusion and hurricanes, the production's down.
Even with lower production, there's still plenty of Louisiana citrus on the market. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.